In the aftermath of the Boulder, Colorado and Atlanta shooting massacres, I've been overcome by feeling a deja vu. Well, that's because the words we've been hearing in the aftermath of these massacres are the very same words we heard after Buffalo, Minnesota on February 9th of 2021. One was killed, four injured. February 2nd, 2021, Muskogee, Oklahoma, six dead, one injured. February 2nd, 2021, Sunrise, Florida. Three were killed, three were injured. In 2020, December 26, Rockford, Illinois, with three killed, three injured. Rochester, New York, on September 19th of 2020. Two were killed, 14 injured. Washington, D.C., August 9th of 2020. One dead, 21 injured. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in February 26th of 2020. Six individuals killed. Grantsville, Utah, January 17th of 2020. Four were killed, one injured. Jersey City, New Jersey, December 10th of 2019, six dead and three injured. Pensacola, Florida, in December 6th of 2019, four dead, eight injured. Miramar, Florida, December 5th of 2019, four dead, one injured. November 17th of 2019 in Fresno, California, four dead, six injured. Santa Clarita, California, on November 14th of 2019, three dead and three injured. Orinda, California, October 31st, 2019, five dead, four injured. San Juan, Puerto Rico, October 14th of 2019, eight individuals killed. Midland, Odessa, Texas, on August 31st of 2019, eight dead, 25 injured. Dayton, Ohio, August 4th, 2019, 10 killed, 27 injured. El Paso, Texas, August 3rd, 2019, 23 dead, 23 injured. Gilroy, California, on July 28th, 2019, 4 dead, 15 injured. Virginia Beach, Virginia, May 31st, 2019, 13 killed, 5 injured. Highlands Ranch, Colorado, on May 7th, 2019, one dead, eight injured. Charlotte, North Carolina, April 30th of 2019, two dead, four injured. April 27th, 2019, Poway, California, one dead, three injured. February 15th, 2019, in Aurora, Illinois, six dead, six injured. January 26th of 2019, Ascension and Livingston Parish in Louisiana, five people killed. January 23rd, 2019, Sebring, Florida, five people killed. You want more dates, more locations, death counts, injuries? I've got them. Going back to the 70s. Ted Cruz calls talking about actions to at least try to prevent another shooting massacre. He calls those theatrics. Theatrics are actions designed to say everything, while in fact doing nothing. That's the role Cruz and others on the GOP side have played for way too long. The GOP's common response in conversations, debates like this is, gun grab! Gun grab! Gun grab! Sort of like when a Trump supporter has no argument, shouts, fake news! Fake news! Well, I might have discovered a new illness, Trump Tourette's syndrome. Guns owned legally and possessed responsibly. Those can't be grabbed. Second Amendment ensures that. We need to make sure a person who presents a danger gets the help that they need instead of a gun that will let them kill people. And maybe the biggest blockade to achieve this is the mental health profession, which in too many cases care more about protecting their doctors rather than the patients and members of the public. I have a fear as we go through all this again. We'll mourn, we'll talk, we'll forget until the next mass shooting. Then we'll repeat the process. Again.